Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a 30-minute yoga practice in a few minutes, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. So I'm still working with Kim Cron's deck, the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck, which is one of my favorites, and it's just been calling to me so much lately and really feels like it's answering things for me. And the card that I pulled today is Nightingale. When I pull the Nightingale card, the first thing that I always think of is Florence Nightingale and the healing association with that. But I wanted to share a little bit about what Kim says in the book. Nightingale has the qualities of fearless voice and speech, communication, or song. She says it reminds us, first of all, that music heals the deepest wounds, and it also indicates a need to open the bridge between the heart and the voice. Is there something you need to say? How long has it been since you sang? Turn it up, write it down, and let it out. For me, learning to speak with my authentic voice has been a long challenge, and I've been working in that very intensely right now. And I mean, it's definitely fifth chakra, the throat, and there's some things going on with me physically right now that have me wondering about what some physical manifestations of the blocked fifth chakra are. Actually, might warrant a trip to the doctor. In balance, the Nightingale sings and speaks freely with kindness. And when out of balance, Nightingale is shy and has a lump in the throat, which goes right along with what I'm considering for my own physical body right now. One of the things that I'm working on with speaking from the heart is telling my own stories and sharing about how I ended up where I am right now. And what I was considering sharing today was how I got into wildlife rehabilitation and what my inspiration for that was. It started with my first shamanic journey, where I met a turtle. And it was not a sea turtle. It was more like a box turtle with little flat feet. And his legs had little bands around them with bells. And he was walking as if he was dancing. And he was not walking on the ground. He was walking in the sky, and it was the night sky, and he was walking up into the stars. And every time he took a step, the stardust poofed out behind him as if he was stirring it up with his steps. And the message that I got during that journey was to follow the turtle home. And I most certainly have followed the turtle home. That was my entrance into shamanic work, and my shamanic work has led to so much healing, to really finding who I am and who I want to be in the world. Through that shamanic work, I have gotten back out into nature in ways that I hadn't before. I've always had this very deep connection with nature ever since I was a little girl. I grew up with the ocean in my backyard and spent many, many hours on isolated beaches that you could only get to by boat, playing with hermit crabs and just observing nature. The shamanic work and being invited to get back out into nature in a way that was like when I was a child has really opened my eyes to the way we're treating our siblings of all species. I wanted to do something. Now that I saw it, I'm a Virgo sun sign. My tools of work are how do I get practical and earthy and heal in that very earthy way. I need to have my hands in something. So I started to explore all kinds of different conservation organizations. I've done a lot of self-work around how I walk on the earth, but a lot of it just felt out there and out of my control. And I really wanted to do something that I could get hands-on with. And I don't know why wildlife rehabilitation became such a powerful driving thing. I'm not even sure where the rehabilitation idea came from. I just know that it came. When I started looking into it, I realized what a big need there was for rehabilitators who would work with turtles to do shell repair and things like that, because a lot of the rehabilitators work with mammals or birds, but there are not a lot of people out there working with reptiles and amphibians. So I decided that that would be my specialty and set about studying to get licensed by the state, which is in New York State, what you have to do if you want to be a wildlife rehabilitator. And I believe in most states. I joined an organization so I could learn and network, and it's been great support. And I haven't rehabilitated a turtle yet, although I have rescued a couple of red-eared sliders that came to me through that network. Red-eared sliders are not native in New York, so they're not releasable. They were actually pets that were abandoned. But in the meantime, I've got 5 baby squirrels that are now, as of yesterday, all weaned. Nobody is looking to nurse anymore. Getting ready to release. I've had them for 3.5, almost 4 weeks, and got to watch them grow and got some experience on taking care of babies, and that was a lot of fun. But I realized this was exactly what I needed. I needed to do something to ease suffering in the world. And it reminded me of a quote from Clarissa Pinkola Estes from an essay that she wrote called You Were Made for This. Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world, will help immensely. It is not given to us to know by which acts or by whom will cause the critical mass to tip toward an enduring good. What is needed for dramatic change is an accumulation of acts, adding to, adding more, continuing. We know that it does not take everyone on earth to bring justice and peace, but only a small determined group who will not give up during the first, second, or 100th gale. So it feels for me like being able to help my orphan squirrels to have a chance in this world, to do what they do as squirrels in our ecosystem, in the chain of life, is my way of stretching out to do that one small thing, to add to that accumulating group of acts of kindness. And I love that I can do it. If you're a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, probably notice in our group that I share quite a bit about wildlife and wildlife conservation, and I wanted you to know my motivation behind sharing that and how wildlife and my connection to it is such an important part of my shamanic and healing work. And to remind you that everything we do to heal one small part of the world also heals us. If you practice yoga, you've noticed that many of the poses are named after animals. This is often a nod to the natural, unencumbered way that most animals move, something that we, as humans, have forgotten how to do and are striving to return to. Now, in our practice today, we're going to explore some of these animal poses and movements. Go ahead and get on your mat and come down into child's pose, putting your knees down on the mat, walking them out toward the edges of your mat. Bring your big toes together, sink your hips to your heels, bring your forehead to the mat. You can rest your arms out in front of you or bring your hands back by your feet with your arms draping over your knees if you need to release your neck. If you need to release your shoulders. And let your body sink down into the floor, getting comfortable. Rest your forehead, relax your neck, your shoulders, relax your hips and your knees, and bring your attention to your breath. Notice your natural breath. Feel it gently enter your body. And notice where the breath lands, where you feel the internal expansion and contraction happen with the breath. Let your breath become soft. Let your body become soft. Relaxed. So the breath creates more expansion on the inhales. Surrender into this pose, like a child of any species. Relaxed, unafraid, just being in the moment. Take another breath. And now return to your hands and knees. Align your knees underneath your hips, your hands under your shoulders, with your fingers spread gently. And as you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms, lift your tailbone and sink down into your low back, coming into cow. And as you exhale, draw your navel towards your spine and round your back. Drop your head and your tailbone into cat pose. And then inhale, release your belly toward the floor. Let your low back sag. Draw your heart forward. Your head comes up on its own. And as you exhale, round your back. Your head and tailbone can fall, but really lift the arch of your back up toward the sky as if you were a cat pressing up into a hand. And then again, drop down into your belly. Inhale, heart comes forward. And exhale, round your back. Do two more with your breath on your own. And at the end of your next exhale, release your back to a neutral position. Move your hands forward until they're about 6 inches in front of your shoulders. Keep your fingers spread and your hands shoulder width apart. Curl your toes under, send your tailbone toward the sky and lift your hips. You can pedal out your heels a few times here in downward facing dog. Think of a dog getting up from a nap. How does it stretch and move? Press your hands down, lift your hips up and back, and feel the stretch through your side body. Your knees can be a little bit bent here. There's nothing you have to do, no place you need to get to. Just take your time, feel your body get nice and long and stretch. And come into stillness for just a moment in this pose. Relax your head down between your arms. And lift your heels. Draw your navel towards your spine and float forward toward plank pose. Bring your shoulders over your wrists. Start to flatten your body out. And then let your hips fall towards your hands. They're going to stay off the floor. Shoulders roll down and back. Press your heels back slightly to keep everything up off the floor except your toes and your hands. Coming into upward facing dog. Again, consider the way a dog moves and stretches. Reach the crown of your head up. Roll your shoulders down your back. Let gravity draw your hips and pelvis down toward the floor. Take another breath in here. And as you exhale, press into your hands, lift your hips, and make your way back into downward facing dog. Easing the tailbone up and back to start to stretch the body in the other direction. Take another breath here. Lift your heels, float forward toward plank. Drop your hips down and let them sink forward while the heels press back. Lift up through your heart. Lift your ears off your shoulders. Send the crown of your head up so that your chin stays about level with the floor. Take another breath. Breathe in. Press your hands down into the mat. With the knees a little bit bent, lift your tailbone up and back. Come back into downward facing dog. Breathe into it. Opening up through your sides. Take another breath. Now look towards your hands and walk your feet to your hands nice and slow, widening your stance as you come forward so that your feet end up about shoulder width apart. Keep your upper body down over your thighs. Bend your knees deeply. Allow your head to hang down towards your legs. Lift your tailbone. Make a few wiggles. Now drop your hands to the floor in front of your feet. Turn your palms up so the backs of your hands are on the floor and your fingers point towards your toes. And one foot at a time, lift your toes and slide your hands underneath your feet until your toes come all the way up to the creases of your wrists. Press down gently with your toes to anchor your hands down into the floor. Tuck your chin. Keep your knees a little bit bent as you lift your tailbone. And then bend your elbows out to the sides. Bring your upper body down into your legs. Coming into gorilla pose. Feel the heaviness of your shoulders, your head, your upper back. Smile. Some gorilla noises would not go amiss here. Take another breath. One foot at a time, lift your toes and slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Wiggle your fingers. Circle your wrists a few times. Let go of any tension. Now bend your knees more deeply so that you can touch the floor with your fingertips. And step your left foot back until you're in a long lunge, your toes curled under and your heel reaching back. Check that your right knee is on top of your right heel and it doesn't extend forward over your toes as you lunge a little deeper. Let your hips sink down and forward. And walk your right hand to the inside of your right foot. Moving your foot out to the right side just a little bit more so that you can get your shoulder inside your knee. keep your foot flat on the floor and hug your knee in towards your right arm. Coming into lizard pose. Deepen this pose by sinking your hips down towards your right heel, lowering your upper body and bringing your forearms down onto the floor. Feel your thin lizard body supported between your front legs and your back. Keep sinking your hips down and forward. Draw your heart forward. Take another breath. If you're down on your forearms, lift back up onto your hands. Heel toe your right foot in and bring your hand back around to the outside of your right foot. To have a little fun with your transition, press your hands down into the floor and with a hop, send your right foot back and bring your left foot forward between your hands. Of course, if the hop doesn't get you there, then help everything into place. Reach back through your right heel, drop your hips down and forward, and move your left hand to the inside of your left foot, heel-toeing that foot out just a little bit so that you can get your arm and shoulder fully inside of your left knee. Allow the hips to sink down. Lift up through your heart. Lower to your forearms if you desire. Find your breath. Stay with that slow, easy breath. This pose is your natural state. There's no tension. There's no stress. Simply be here. If you've gone to your forearms, come back up onto your hands and take a slow, easy step back with your left foot and press up into downward facing dog, enjoying another one of those delicious stretches, opening up by pressing your hands down, lifting your tailbone up and back. Imagine your tail reaching up toward the ceiling. Take another breath. Drop your knees down onto your mat. And walk your hands back towards your knees. And sit your hips down to the right side of your feet. So your right hip is on the floor. Slide your left knee back to the floor behind your right foot. So your legs are in deer pose. Tuck your left foot in a little bit more towards your left hip. Now you have options here. You can walk your hands out so that you lay down over your right thigh. You can move a little bit more over your knee, or you can come more over your right shin. And then lower yourself down, walking your hands out, folding down over your legs. You can stay on your hands, you can again drop to your forearms, you can let your head come all the way down onto the floor. Breathe here, relaxing like a deer resting on the forest floor. Take another breath. Press your hands into the floor. Inhale, walk up. Bring your left knee back over on top of the right. And walking your hands up toward the top of your mat, lift your hips, come back onto your knees. And then drop your hips down to the other side of your feet. So your left hip comes down, your feet are out to the right side. And then move your right knee back behind your left foot so it's fully on the floor. Draw your right foot towards your hip just a bit. And then again, you might go out over your left thigh. Or you can move a little bit more to the right until you're over your left knee, or you can keep going around until you're over your shin, and then begin to walk your hands out just to your point of comfort. Stay on your hands or drop to your forearms. Lower your head. Find your breath. Take another breath. Walk your hands in, come up slowly. Now shift fully onto your hip. Bring your legs around in front of you until you're sitting up. Place your feet on the floor and then drop your knees open to the side so that the soles of your feet are together. Drop your knees out as wide as you comfortably can. Wiggle your sitting bones back, sit tall. And bring your hands onto your feet or your ankles, whichever you reach easier. Hinge forward ever so slightly so you can keep your hands on your feet or ankles without having to round down. And then begin to flutter your knees, bouncing the knees up and down. Little movements, they don't have to be fast. Butterflies. Flutter your knees like those tiny white butterflies that dance from flower to flower. Now slow the fluttering down. Allow your knees to come to stillness. Move your feet away from you 4 or 5 inches. And drop your hands down to the floor on the inside of the diamond you're making with your legs. Wiggle your sitting bones back. You might even tuck a blanket or a flat cushion underneath your sitting bones. Drop your hands into the diamond that you're making with your legs. Take an inhale and lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips. And start to lean forward so that your heart leads the way towards your heels. And then when you find your edge, where you start to notice the sensation in your hips, and let your upper body sink down a little bit more. Round your upper back, relax your neck, and drop your head as if you were going to put the crown of your head into the arches of your feet. Relax. Feel the upper back round. You are a turtle coming into your shell. Slide your fingers under your shins so that your hands reach out from underneath, making your turtle legs. If it's available, you might even go a little bit further so that your forearm is under your shins. Keep your head tucked into your shell. Feel the length you're creating out of your hips. Relax your shoulders, rounding them down. Drop your head. And breathe here. Take three more breaths. Very slowly emerge from turtle pose. Slide your hands back in toward the center of the diamond you're making with your legs. And as you take your next breath in, lift your chin first until your neck is in line with your upper back. Roll your shoulders back, slowly lift your heart. Relax your shoulders down your back. Walk your hands behind you slightly. Lean back, lift your knees, and then slide your legs forward. And notice any sensation of release or movement down through your hips, down through your legs, towards your feet. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to the floor and step them about shoulder width apart so you can windshield wiper your knees from side to side a few times, dropping both knees towards one side, both to the other. Go back and forth just to release the low back and the hips. Now bring your knees up and roll yourself down onto your back. Draw your knees into your chest. Give them a little hug, rock a bit from side to side. Keep your knees over your chest and drop your arms open to the sides so that you're making a letter T with your upper body. And as you take your next exhale, drop your knees towards your right elbow. Come off your left hip, but keep your shoulder relaxing down. Roll your chin to the left. Take a few breaths in this twist. As you take your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Check that the hips are square. And then with your next exhale, take your knees towards your left elbow. Bringing them down toward the floor, lift your right hip, relax your right shoulder down, and turn your head to the right. Breathe into that. And your next breath in, slowly bring your knees back up. Now with your feet flexed and your knees soft, reach your heels toward the ceiling. The legs don't have to go perfectly straight. And lift your arms off the floor. Reach up toward the ceiling so you're reaching up over your shoulders. Elbows can also be soft. And begin to circle your feet, rolling the ankles. Circle your hands, rolling the wrists. Now change the direction of your circles, both the hands and the feet. Bug on its back. Bring your hands and feet to stillness. Draw your knees down to your chest and give them a big hug. Tuck your chin, roll your head and shoulders off the floor and bring your nose to your knees. Rolling up like one of those little pill bugs. Take another breath here, squeezing in to open the back. And then release. Release down onto the mat. Let your head relax down. Drop your arms out in an inverted V with your palms up. Slide your feet out. Let your legs extend out onto the mat. Splay your feet open. Begin to relax fully and completely onto the mat. Relax your eyes, close them. Relax your forehead and your temples, your cheeks. Relax your jaw. Let your lower jaw hang down away from the top teeth. Relax your tongue into the bottom of your mouth. Relax your arms, your shoulders. Relax your torso, your hips, your legs. Get heavy. There's nowhere to go. And I'm going to leave you here. Stay in Savasana, resting, releasing, being, for as long as you desire. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.